that were being, Kadosh Baruch Hu already was Meramez via Churban and so on, spoken about it other years. I want to dafka focus on a different Nakuda towards the end of the Kinnah. There's a phrase, it says, Kumi Kashafti Baznacha. I heard from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, get up, go, when he threw me out of Eretz Yisrael. Kumi Lechi, go. Ki Loizei Samnucha, you will not have any more rest over here. Katzti Bechayim Anocha, I became most with my life. I had no reason to continue living. Vigashti Blava Minchan, I tried to give him a Minchan, I didn't want. I want to focus on the words Kumi Lechi Ki Loizei Samnucha. If a person, we speak about gullus, and the word gullus encapsulates many, many different things to us. Killings and things like that, those are the things that come to the surface. The helplessness, the gzeiris, and so on and so forth. The lack of a samigdash. There's another very, very, there's something missing as the basis that we're aware of only kind of very, very subconsciously. A person, Chazal speak about somebody being a das miyushev. A person wants to be settled. The idea of not having a place. I once spoke to somebody who, for whatever reasons, was out of a home for a long time, some issues, some litigation type of things, and he was put up by the other party in a fancy hotel, Bedavka, where you couldn't have any tainus, but the person had no home. And the person was a shadow of himself during that year until he won whatever it is that he was able to get. The musig of not having place is a terrible thing. Golos means we have no mokum. And it's a klala. For 2,000 years, there's no mokum. It also means you go through, in every country in the world almost, you go through things that Klal Yisrael built up and is gone. You go and see shuls and bati medrashim. Some of it was charev, some just moved on. Where I grew up, there were hundreds of shuls. They're gone. Nothing terrible happened, people moved on, and everything that was built up and everything that was done, it's finished. It's not there. You never have a sense that you're building something and you're doing something and it can stick. A person wants, when people look for things to give satisfaction, a house gives a person the most satisfaction because it's there, it's the stay. A person dedicates a building. Klal Yisrael, golos means we are nov and nod. We never sleep in the same place twice. It's every time we pick up, and there has been a place where we could say we sat, we built, we accomplished, nothing. But it's also, it's what keeps us going. It's the restlessness. On the one hand, Klal Yisrael, the Goyim are right. Klal Yisrael is at the head of every trouble, whether it's communists, whether it's socialists, whether it's anarchists. Wherever there was a movement of restlessness, Klal Yisrael was there. Because we don't know Menucha. We're not in our place, and we have no place until HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us in. So we're restless. It's even today that we're physically in Eretz Yisrael. It's you read every so often, unfortunately, terribly often, young Israeli people finish the army, and this person killed in Bolivia, this person killed in Andorra, this person killed in Thailand, this person lost in India, and you ask yourself, what are you missing? Once upon a time, somebody went to America because I was very poor, and America it's wealthy, but what are you missing? Why are you so restless? You spent 3 years in the hardest thing, and settle. We don't have it because Menucha is missing Klal Yisrael. Just don't have Menucha. I once read a terrible memoir that it was about somebody in the 1800s, a family who went from being Erlich Yidden to being Fry. Is basically the husband became a successful businessman, a successful banker, And as he became more and more successful, he dropped his Yiddishkeit until he was completely gone. Unfortunately, the end of the memoir is that this woman's children, Shmad, Rahman Atzlan. But the memoir reads, you know, you see how it's a very, very piercingly, searingly honest churban. And there's one piece there. This person was actually a chassid before he became before he dropped everything. A few days before he died a young man of a heart attack. He died in his 50s, late 50s, early 60s, kind of. And he made a very, very fancy party for a lot of the people in finances, and it was a very successful party. And this person, I don't remember, remarked or wrote in his memoirs after they all left, he said, "So what did I accomplish? I fed 60 Yiddish kinderlach, nevelos and treifus." This is somebody who himself had, and he didn't find manoyach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taken away from us menucha. Golus means we don't have menucha. It's a terrible, terrible tzar. What cheshit do you have to do and to accomplish if you're always moving, always moving, always moving? Nothing. It's like building castles in sand. And yet, it doesn't allow us to ever sink into anything. Because whatever Yetzirah, whatever Avodah Zarah we embrace, we don't have menucha in that also. There's a pasuk. Avtoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'samti mokum la'amel Yisrael unetativ, v'shochin tachtov, v'lo yirgas oit, v'yisiv ne'avla noisek asher v'shayna. And Klal Yisrael, we live with a lev ragas, and the umas ha'me'ana, because m'mchusim mokum. Golus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu deprives of mokum. And even physically we can be in Eretz Yisrael, it still doesn't give us the mokum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has avtocha to us, that he will give us back the mokum, and we won't know roigas anymore. Ich habe schon so tolle Männer.